This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Rio Grande Valley, down in South Texas, is a coronavirus hotspot. In some cities along the Mexican border, hospitals are full, funeral homes are running out of space, and the federal government has sent mobile morgues and doctors and nurses. A judge in Hidalgo County has ordered people to stay at home, with exceptions for essential travel. The catch, of course, is that Texas Governor Greg Abbott says local stay-at-home orders are no good. Marketplace's Andy Euler spoke with some people down there to get a sense of things.
Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez has found himself at the center of controversy over his stay-at-home orders. He issued his first back in March.
I received a lot of criticism for it because some people lost their jobs, some people couldn't go to work, some businesses couldn't open.
But he says the first lockdown worked, limiting COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths to just a handful of people. Then in late April, Governor Greg Abbott started reopening the Texas economy, overriding local orders, and the virus surged, especially in the Rio Grande Valley. In Hidalgo County alone, more than 400 people have now died. And on Monday, Cortez re-upped the stay-at-home order.
I had to take desperate measures, and even though I went against the governor's position of not putting shelter in place, I thought the facts and circumstances found in Hidalgo County required me to take that drastic action.
But the governor's office said Cortez has no mechanism to enforce the stay-at-home order, no fines or jail time. And that's because there's no statewide shelter-in-place mandate, which Abbott calls a last resort. In his order, Judge Cortez strongly recommended but did not require that non-essential businesses close shop. Steve Elanius with the McAllen Chamber of Commerce says that's a tough ask.
Every business person I've talked to said, I will do whatever it takes, but I cannot afford to close down a second time. But I don't think anybody is saying, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and I'm just going to open up and go back to what it was before.
Eleni says it's been difficult for businesses to negotiate the politics of the pandemic, making sure they're following all of the rules.
Yeah, a lot of confusion, right? We got a lot of different elected leaders saying different things.
It's something of a power struggle with lives at stake.
What we've seen in Texas specifically is a desire by Governor Abbott to have it both ways.
That's Lindsay Wiley at American University Washington College of Law.
So at times he has emphasized that local governments do have control, but the reality is that he has blocked most local measures.
Governor Abbott didn't respond to an interview request, but this week he did tell a Rio Grande Valley TV station that area is the state's top priority for controlling the virus. The state sent 1,200 medical personnel there this week, and more are coming.
Our key focus right now is surging medical resources into the Rio Grande Valley to make sure that the medical needs of the people in the region are fully addressed.
Elsewhere in Texas, the mayor of Austin and a county judge in Houston have also battled with Abbott over local orders that the governor said overstepped state mandates. In Georgia, the governor is suing the mayor of Atlanta over a mask requirement in her city. Lindsay Wiley at American University says these battles between states and local authorities are arising in part because of Washington, D.C.
What the federal role here should be is clear messaging, clear guidance, and resources. And they failed to deliver on all of those responsibilities.
She says the response to the pandemic has become far too political at all levels of government. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.